Football Fix with Doug and Wolf, presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
We guarantee you football every weekday morning at 8 o'clock. Full disclosure, I thought Wolf was nuts on this idea, but it's working well.
What do you mean, just calling people?
He wants to call random people all day long and ask their opinion to declare who they want the what they want the Cardinals to do with the number one pick.
Yeah.
Vi Sikahama, your former teammate, says draft Kyler Murray because you need a 5'9 quarterback who can return kicks.
Yeah, that's because Vi was 5'7.
I see. Otis Anderson, your former running back teammate, says go with Kyler Murray.
Actually, it was 5'9".
But Sheriff Penzone said Quinn and Williams.
How about that? Sheriff came in with some hardcore analysis.
Shane Doan says keep Rosen and take either end. He didn't care. Bosa or Josh Allen out of Kentucky.
Doner was sleepy.
And then, yeah, he did. You woke him up. And then Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa head coach, said, sounded like a coach. You know, if you got good players there, if you like the quarterback you got, then you go with one of the pass rushers. If you don't like the quarterback you got as much as Kyler Murray, you take Kyler Murray. But he suggested trade down and take an Iowa tight end. That's what he wanted you to do.
They got two of them. Good go with the first round.
So do you want to actually like do the show, or do you have somebody else that you want to get a hold of?
I don't know. Who do you want to call? You want to call somebody, right? You just want to call somebody out of the blue? What if we just call Bernie? How about that? How about
Bernie Sanders or Mark Brnovich?
Mark Brnovich.
The Attorney General?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
But I don't know. I don't know who's the Bernies in your world.
How about the Attorney General? Right. How about we just give him a call right now here on the Doug and Wolf Show?
Mr. Attorney General?
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Hey, Judge, I got to take this call. This is really important. Much more important in this case right now. Yeah, go ahead, guys. What's going on?
Bernie, what's going on? You're live on the air right now.
Yeah, it's kind of illegal for us to call somebody out of the blue, but right. Don't turn us in if you don't mind.
Yes. Well, you guys are on my call list, so it's okay.
Okay.
Luckily, none of the judges listen to sports talk radio, so I should be okay.
Nice, Bernie. Nice. Yeah.
We just need one thing for you. As a guy that's in charge of prosecuting bad guys or different cases in the state of Arizona, we want to know your judgment.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals should do what, Mr. Attorney General?
What do you guys always say? What are the four most important positions in football? Edge rusher, quarterback, left tackle, and a lockdown cornerback. The Cardinals have a lockdown cornerback. Chandler Jones is great. You get another edge rusher, you're on your way. You just need to get that left tackle. So I would go with Nick Bosa.
Wow.
I'm always wary of everyone on this quarterback train. I mean, I'm old enough to remember people like Joey Harrington, Andre Ware, Rick Meyer, all these guys that were going to be the DeMarcus Russell, the next great thing, and they never panned out. And then you got guys like Russell Wilson and Tom Brady who were later picks who are going to be in the Hall of Fame. So it's such an inexact science. I think you know what you're getting with Bosa. You know that he can have an immediate impact. That defense will be great. And so you got to go with him. And Josh Rosen, one last thing about him, I thought was so telling, not a lot of people talk about. Unlike other draft picks or other quarterbacks we've even had here, he's not hanging out in hot tubs with a scuba mask or whatever. The dude is the first guy in at, OTAs or off-season workouts. The guy's a baller. And so I think that's one thing about quarterbacks. They got to be committed 100%. They can't be distracted by, maybe I should have played baseball or something like that. They got to be all in. And I think Rosen's all in.
Bernie, that was really good stuff.
If anybody's scared about the state of Arizona, if you're a businessman, move your business here because the two guys in charge of going after bad guys, Paul Penzone and the Attorney General, they're the ones with the most time to talk about
it. All sorts of analysis, Bernie. We got to go, though.
Thank you, Mr. AG.
All right?
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There you go.
There's the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.
How about that? Bernie just bringing the analysis right there. That was hardcore.
Yeah, that was again, him and Paul Penzone have wanted to talk the most about this. Join Burns and Gambo along with Wolf and Max Starks tomorrow for the Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe as our Arizona Sports Draft Extravaganza gets rolling. The party starts at 2 o'clock and will take you through the entire first round of the draft. Enjoy food and drink specials courtesy of Four Peaks all night long along with your chance to win Arizona Cardinals tickets plus autographed Cardinals gear. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com for details.
You know what I'd love to do, of course. This is good. What is this? A little transition? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
right
to what? Yes. Transition to whatever you were going to do.
Transition with Tool? Stop it. The day before the draft? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, can you feel it? Yes. I can taste it, as a matter of fact, right now. Resolution draweth nigh.
Now it's our turn to get Ron Wolfley on something because Wolf has been the one that wants to do it his way all morning. And now Maloney and I have taken it upon ourselves to call somebody and get a new opinion.
Really?
Jay, are you there?
Hello, this is... Yes.
Yeah, Jay, hi. It's been a while. I probably haven't talked to you since you were here for the Ryan McDonough press conference. It's Doug from Doug and Wolf.
Doug, how are you?
Good.
Is
Wolf,
it Jay Billis?
Yeah, Jay Billis, ESPN insider for...
Since
he's a draft insider, we figured we would call you for the NFL draft, if you don't mind. And we want your insight on something.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
What should the Arizona Cardinals do with the number one pick in the NFL draft?
If they want offense, it's a no-brainer. You go with Kyler Murray of Oklahoma because he is the most talented skill player in the draft. I don't care how big he is. The guy can swing it. And if you're going defense, I go with Keenan Williams, the defensive tackle from Alabama. He's the best defensive player in the draft. So it's just a question of whether you believe in Josh Rosen or you don't. If you don't, then it's Murray. If you do, then it's Williams.
Jay, I just got to follow up quickly on this thing because of what you said in regard to Kyler Murray. So the height and the weight, it does not bother you at all?
He doesn't have the wingspan, Jay.
It doesn't bother me. And I coached Daniel Jones in AAU basketball. And I think he's the second best quarterback in this draft behind Kyler Murray.
Whoa.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants take him number six.
Jay,
that's fantastic insight. And then my last question for you, Jay, are you or are you not a candidate for the Suns head coaching job?
I'm a candidate for any job that will pay me an outrageous amount of money for very little work.
Jay, you are the best, brother.
Thanks for your time, man.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
There's Jay Billis answering his phone. I don't know if he wanted. I don't know if he was happy to answer his phone.
That's great. Thank you. Hello?
But Jay Billis on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.
That's sweet, man.
So now, Jay, though, again, a little noncommittal. Do you want offense or defense? You got to choose, Jay.
Said Kyler Murray.
Then he said
Keenan.
He said Keenan Williams, obviously. But, hey, he was so impressed he didn't even have to get to know his first name.
That's right.
Still nailed it. Jay, you got to declare. That wasn't a declaration. He was taking sides. You want offense, you want defense.
He's an analyst.
What is the true future of Josh Rosen? And more importantly, when will he know it? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Interesting how more of the hardcore football guys that we've called up today and have a wavering opinion, and yet a lot of the other guys are saying no, defense. Vysik Ahima Otis Anderson this morning on Ron Wolfley's contacts list surprise phone calls say Kyler Murray. But then anybody that hasn't been hardcore football, Paul Penzone, Shane Doan, Jay Billis, Quinnen Williams, draft a pass rushing end, or Quinnen Williams. That was Penzone, Doan, Billis, respectively. Kirk Ferentz said trade down and draft an Iowa tight end.
Kirk.
Which was kind of funny, the coach of Iowa.
He was the offensive line coach with the Cleveland Browns under Bill Belichick back in 92-93, ladies and gentlemen.
We just talked to the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, who says Nick Bosa Nick Bosa is the guy.
Bosa.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where it stands in Ron Wolfley's surprise phone calls to figure out who's going to have an opinion on what.
You know, honestly, it's the Doug and Wolf Advisory Board, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. How did you come up with that?
We need to come up with that, right? The Doug and Wolf Advisory Board. We just call you, hey, listen, we need some advice on this thing. Because, honestly, I'm sick and tired of it. At this point in time, I am ready. Who's ready for a little draft resolution right now, baby? I am ready to kick fire and kickstart this thing and get it ready to go right now. The Arizona Cardinals with the number one pick overall. What is going to happen? Somebody declare. You know what's going to declare? Father Time is going to declare.
Well, one thing that I really want declared, and I know it'll be a while, is the future of Josh Rosen. And I mean that in 90 different ways. His future here as a Cardinal. His future going forward as a trade to another team, or when that trade actually happens. Phil Savage is the general manager of the Browns and the Hotshots formerly, and now he's just the general manager of the Doug and Wolf Show.
Yeah.
And we called him up, and we asked him, is there any chance Rosen has increased his stock, not just in the building, but with Cliff Kingsbury? And he kind of.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Let's operate in the real world, which is what are the Cardinals up to right now? They're on the field for this mini camp. Clearly, Cliff Kingsbury's had a chance to work with Josh Rosen in the classroom now and on the field. And I think one thing that has happened is that in the last couple of weeks, he's like, well, wait a minute. Other than Patrick Mahomes, this is as gifted of a quarterback that I've ever worked with on the field. He's big, he's got an arm. He's somewhat athletic. He's accurate with the ball.
Wow. How about that right there, right? He's buying into it.
Is there any chance?
There's a possibility?
That this has happened. That you walk into a job where you say, I want Kyler Murray. The Cardinals tepidly agree with you and say, okay. And yeah. Then you get into a classroom, a grease board. Because one thing he's been able to do is it's almost like for him a draft. He greased it up on a grease board, as you would say, with Kyler Murray and with Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Now he sees the way Josh Rosen is handling.
Boy, it's unbelievable. So much more on this as the show unfolds, but it's time to make another phone call.
Oh, no.
How about this?
It's worked so far. Can we?
No, it's worked really, really
well. It has, but can we, like,
it's the
I don't know.
Wolf Advisory Board.
At some point, don't you have to count, you know, be happy, count the chickens, or whatever that phrase is, and then back out and say, hey, let's walk away from the table.
It's working. Command and control. You know what? Dial up. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Let's call Mark Grace. Let's call Gracie and get his opinion right here on the Doug and Wolf Show as to what the Arizona Cardinals should do.
I hear someone.
Hello?
Is that
Gracie?
Hello?
Gracie, yeah. Doug and Wolf here, man. You're live on the air, dude. Are you okay with that?
Well, you got a lot of nerve calling me there. What's going on?
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? I have a feeling we're going to talk about the first pick. Is that what we're going to talk about?
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
For the first time this year, Gracie, we're talking about Kyler Murray on the Doug and Wolf Show.
You know what? I listen to you guys just about every morning, and I can't recall you guys talking about Kyler Murray yet. It's
all right, let me slide the protective cup in before you kick it.
Hey, it's deserved on a 6-win road trip so far through three cities, and we should be talking about something else eventually. But we ask you, Mark Grace, declare, what should you, and you're a St. Louis Cardinals football fan from years ago.
I go back to the Wolfley days. Let's
That's right,
that
baby.
So you're old school. What do you want them to do?
I'd love them to get another Conrad Dobler, but I don't think he's around out there. But I would say if I'm Steve Keim, a front office guy, and I love Steve, I'm trading the pick and trying to get two or three other great players as well. If I'm the fan Mark Grace that sits in those seats every Sunday and watches these games, I want to see that kid from Oklahoma play.
That's a great
idea. Yeah, that is. Gracie, listen, man, we got to go, but thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
We don't even
want to
ask him one baseball question?
All right.
Goldschmidt got traded. There's the baseball question.
Gracie, you're the best. I love you,
news.
Dude.
Thank
Talk
you,
to
Gracie.
You later, okay?
See you guys.
There's Mark Grace. being awakened
in.
This morning by Ron Wolfley.
Gracie has weighed in, right? What would you say his answer was? Because, again, where's the declaration?
Well, you can – I think he did declare. He just declared as two people. He says, if I'm the GM, I'm trading down.
Yes.
But he's a fan who says, I go to every home game. I want to see Kyler Murray on the field.
Boy, how about that? I think there's a lot of people out there that actually feel the same way, right? There's a lot of people out there that would tell you right now, Kyler Murray is the way to go. As fans, the Red Sea, what does the Red Sea really want to do? At some point in time, maybe we're going to have a listeners only meeting and see what the Red Sea really wants to see the Arizona Cardinals do right now. Because listen, I want the exact same thing. I want to trade down.
Trade down is the best.
I want to trade down, but it takes two. Never
yes,
forget
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It takes somebody else for you to be able to do that. You're not just going to trade down for the sake of trading down.
There's
You're
one
trade
rumor
down because it's a good deal.
There's one rumor I'm not buying at all, but I'll tell you, it just started in the last, I don't know, 12 hours late last night, is Jason Light of Tampa Bay being interested in moving up.
Yeah.
Because his thought process is, according to people that are just not even reporting, that are totally speculating, his thought process is he was thinking all of these great defensive players are going to fall to me because of a run on quarterbacks. And now he's thinking that might not happen. I have always gone into this draft thinking Tampa Bay has been banking on the fact that the Giants want a quarterback at six.
Yeah.
And most people are starting to say, no, they don't. After the OBJ trade, they want a quarterback at 17. So I'm guessing he's thinking the market to move up to five is not as strong now as it was before the OBJ trade. So if he can't get a boatload of picks to trade back, then he might as well look and say, hey, I want this guy in the draft so bad, I'm going to go get him. And some people are speculating that Keim and the Buccaneers make a move.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals go back for a lower price than normal to go back four spots to number five.
It's so amazing about everything you just said right there, honestly. All I can do, Basin Onions, is continue to think, man, I'd love to see him trade down out of that spot, get a boatload of picks, and go with Josh Rosen, because I believe in Josh Rosen. I believe he can be a franchise quarterback. I believe, especially in this offense, right, with Cliff Kingsbury coaching him, if he could just get some stability underneath him in the same offensive coordinator, in the same offense, that he would thrive in that offense. And as I'm saying this and telling you what it is I want to see the Arizona Cardinals do, there's a chunk of me that is filled with fear, and I don't splatter easily. And it's the fear that Kyler Murray is Russell Wilson, only more explosive. That is the fear that I have.
We've all said it forever. You know, you want 424 and 27 at for the Raiders picks to move up to number one. What you should really be afraid of, I realize the Raiders and 49ers don't like each other, but if you pass on Kyler Murray, I have to believe John Gruden will look at Mike Mayock and say, we can go get him. And the price to only go down two spots would not be huge. You could easily keep pick 24 and offer 4 and 27 to the 49ers. So the 49ers are still getting a great defensive player at 4. And you'll always know for the rest of your life, you want to talk about regret, you'll see Kyler Murray as a Las Vegas Raider. The funny thing about it is he would spend 1 year playing in the stadium where he was supposed to play center field.
Unbelievable.
And if this happened, the 49ers get more picks.
Yes.
So if you regret what Kyler Murray might become, it could be even worse.
No.
He could become something up the future I-11 not too far away, and the 49ers are the team that benefits from it.
Can you imagine that? If the Oakland Raiders drafted, somehow got Kyler Murray.
I don't think it's a stretch.
Could you imagine if, I mean, honestly, just the ultimate, right there, Oakland.
With all the Kyler Murray speculation, is there any chance, finally, the Cardinals slipped up and showed their cards? Cliff Kingsbury might have done that yesterday. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Wolf Show. We're live in the Octane Community Studios. Aaron Maloney is the producer of the Doug and Wolf Show. Maloney and I, yesterday, last night really, going back and forth text, what we call show prep in the business, getting ready for today's show. And instead, Wolf comes in this morning and says, hey, I want to just start calling people at random. And having people, some in the football world, some in the political world, some in other sports, just call people at random and get them to declare what they should do with the number one pick if they were the Cardinals.
We're all sick and tired of each other's opinion, are we not? This little triangle that we have going here, Paul Calvisi, Doug Lace, myself.
So we've had everyone from Shane Doan, Mark Grace, Vi Sikahima, Paul Penzone, and Mark Brnovich. Sheriff, attorney generals, baseball players, everybody that Wolf has in his contact list has been fair game.
I mean, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of Wolf. So let's move this along.
Yeah, Paulie. It's incredible, though, the reaction that we've got from so many different people, right? Kyler Murray, not nearly as prominent as I thought it was going to be.
So can I talk like real football with Paul, or do you have somebody in mind that you want to call now?
No, are we doing something here? Are we calling somebody else? I really didn't know that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, how about this? I see it on my phone right now. Let's call Ryan. McDonough.
Ryan McDonough?
Let's call Ryan McDonough.
He's doing a lot of work with SiriusXM. He's a little busy.
Let's get Ryan McDonough's opinion on this, ladies and gentlemen. Right. What do you say we call him right now?
I'm not a believer that this is going to work. I'll just tell you this right now.
Paul, are you ready for this? A McDonough. Getting ready to answer the phone, I'm sure.
Maybe he's been talking to his big brother.
Sounds like I hear something there. Hey, Ryan?
Good morning, guys.
Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan, you're live on the air right now. I just want you to know that. All right, get that out of the way. It's the Doug and Wolf Show. Ron Wolfley here. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. I miss you guys.
Okay, you know what? We miss you as well. No doubt about it, Ryan. Listen, Doug's got we're calling people all over the basin, and we're talking to them about what the card should do with a number one pick overall. So having said that, Doug Lace.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
As the only man that I have a cell phone number of that's ever picked number one overall, Ryan McDonough is on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Declare, Ryan, what should the Cardinals do?
You know, guys, what I think the Cardinals should do is I have absolutely no idea what they should do. And having been in that position before, I know there is a lot of noise. There are a lot of so-called experts, and there are a lot of strong opinions for people who, frankly, don't seem to know all that much about it. So whether they draft Kyler Murray or Nick Bosa or trade the pick for Joey Bosa or Quinnen Williams, I have no idea. But I know they're in good hands with Steve Keim and my brother Terry and company, and that they'll get the right guy. And my only piece of advice would be to ignore the noise, and even if it doesn't work at first or the initial reaction is not good, stick to your guns and know that in time you're going to get a great player no matter who you pick.
Well, that is awesome stuff right there, Ryan. Thank you so much for answering your phone. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. There's Ryan McDonough, general manager, formerly with the Suns, now a draft analyst and playoff analyst for SiriusXM on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti, the place to go for your next new or pre-owned car.
News on number one. Draft coverage, live, local, late breaking.
21 draft prospects expected at Nissan Stadium this morning to help assemble 8,000 food kits for the Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
21 draft prospects expected to be there. 20 showed up. The one that didn't? Kyler Murray.
What? Draft news you can use what? With Doug and Wolf.
Stop it.
That was a tweet from Jenny Varentis, who works for MMQB.com. He was scheduled to be there. They are now saying he's expected to arrive later today.
I, I don't even know what to say about that. Right? I mean, some oversight.
How does a reporter know exactly who was scheduled and when, and how many guys were committed? And I
think it's one of the things the NFL had already put out. Hey, you know, everybody that's invited to the green room, this is one of the things we do for the photo op. You'll all be here. Okay, great. So he's scheduled to be at the draft, and by scheduled to be at the draft, you're supposed to be at this event. Now, the NFL released information that said he would be there, and now he's not. Now, we have zero idea if this is a real story, but how did it happen? Miscommunication, delayed flight, no big deal, or did Kyler Murray just skip out on a detail? We have no idea. We just know 21 expected, 20 are there.
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say.
Are you still ticking your talk right now?
No. I just tick tock.
I love it, Paul.
I think I've hit the wall on draft coverage.
You know, I think we all hit the wall. That's one of the reasons why, Paul. We're just calling all these other people, just getting somebody else's opinion. It's refreshing, okay. Isn't it?
Yeah, feel free to call anyone you want. Right now, actually. Yeah, if you want. Yeah.
Boy, that is, yeah, absolutely. Who knows what's going on with that? Those things, I honestly, because I know nothing about the details of all of that, I just dismiss it out of hand for the most part.
Could easily be a mix-up in some kind of scheduling. There's so many things that it could be.
Please.
Or it could be that, you know, Kyler Murray is just not somebody that you could count on something like that without someone holding his hand, which, if you're a quarterback, you know, the rules are different for a quarterback, are they not?
But stop and think about it right now, right? That's a charitable thing that he was supposed to do, right? Show up and do a charitable thing. Can you imagine the day before the draft, if he really was supposed to do it and just skipped out on it? I'm sorry. I'm not. Nobody wants to engage that kind of bad PR. Nobody.
And I don't
let
know.
Let alone the day before the draft.
This is going
so
off
I'm
of.
I'm skeptical of the details in this report.
This is going off of what I know from the past. I cannot write this in stone that I know about it right now. Okay. But in the past, what they've done ever since the draft moved to Thursday, Wednesday has been your day as a draftee. Okay. You get to tour the city, do whatever you want. They spend a lot of money on you as a draft prospect. The NFL does. Tuesday, though, is charity and media. So you're supposed to do charity and meet with the media today on a Tuesday.
Okay.
So if he's not there for the charity, then I'm assuming he's skipping out on the media requirement. I don't know if they actually fine you before you're getting paid by the NFL, but if he's not at the media availability, I don't know how it's a travel mix-up when it's pretty clear.
But
you're going to be doing the media availability on Tuesday, but that's years past. I don't know if it's for sure this year.
Who would bring that kind of condemnation down on yourself, that kind of poor PR down on yourself, unless it was an honest mistake?
Yeah, I would hope. Coming up next, they're 6-2 on their current 10-game road trip. How in the world did they pull that off? The team with the most comeback wins in Major League Baseball? The Arizona Diamondbacks. And the assistant GM Jared Porter joins us next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Doug and Wolf Mornings on the home of Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball. 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. Diamondbacks front office focus, presented by Cox Business. Cox Business cares about you because your business isn't small to them. Visit coxbusiness.com today.
Jared Porter, the assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. The Diamondbacks have guaranteed themselves an above 500 record on a three-city, 10-game road trip. And if you haven't noticed who they're playing, not only is it are they teams expected to possibly compete for the playoffs, but they have also gone up against three of the top seven pitchers in ERA. In the National League.
Interesting.
And even worse, the guy they're going up against today has the best ERA in the majors, but he doesn't have enough innings pitched to qualify.
I see.
So that's what they've been able to do against some great pitching. Jared, I know that you guys hope for the best, but there's no way you could have expected this big of a road trip so far. Why have you been successful?
I think we've been playing consistent baseball. You know, we've gotten a lot of good starts from our pitchers. We've had a couple games where our offense has really exploded. And, you know, and as has been documented, our team just keeps playing. You know, we don't give up. We played really well after the seventh inning all season, and we've continued to do that once we've gotten into some teams' bullpens after driving the starting pitchers' pitch counts up, and the bullpen shut the door. So far, so good.
Can you talk a little bit about Luke Weaver and the way he's been developing since opening day? Or made since his first start, I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course. You know, he had that first start in Dodger Stadium, and he's been really good. You know, his fastball velocity's been climbing to where we saw it 2 years ago. He's always had that kind of really good rise fastball and change up down. And Luke has worked really hard along with our pitching coaches and some people on the development of his curveball, which has given him a third option, which certainly helps the other two pitches. And from a makeup standpoint, he's very confident right now. We've seen him out there. He's very athletic, and things are going well so far. It's a long season, of course, but we're excited about his development.
Jared, would you say that he was the central piece to the Paul Goldschmidt trade, or was it Kelly Carson?
Not necessarily. You know, I think Mike held pretty firm the whole time that we wanted to get four pieces back that we really valued in that deal. And Luke was definitely a big part of it. I mean, him and Carson having major league experience, and Luke having some really good major league success a couple of years ago. But I think both of those guys, you know, were right there together, and it was nice seeing them last night. They executed the game plan so well. And then Andy Young, the young player we got, is off to a solid start in Double A, and we'll see with the draft pick here in June.
There's, you know, so many things that happen in spring training and then leading into now that there's no way you would have expected. You know, it's supposed to be, okay, Flores is your second baseman, Marte's the center fielder, and Souza Jr. is going to be your right fielder. Hey, you just signed Adam Jones. Maybe get Marte back to second more often. And then, okay, never mind, we're going to have Marte maybe at second. There's no way you expected, though, out of all this, Jerod Dyson to have a 3-4-5 slash line. Is Dyson the official starting center fielder of the Diamondbacks?
You know, he's a really good player. I think a couple things. When we signed him before the season last year, you know, we did see a player who could do things like this, and he really battled through a lot of injuries last year, tough core injuries that he never fully recovered from that surgery he had the year before. So he redid things going into this year. You know, he's an explosive electric player. I think you know, we do have to be careful not to overplay him, you know, and guard against further injury. But, yeah, he's put himself right in the mix with us to get a good amount of playing time. But, you know, going into the seasons, one of the things we said, and we're going to still try to do it, we've already been tested with injuries, is we need to build up as much depth as we can. We need to build as deep of a lineup as we can to mix and match and create the right matchup. So we are a tough team to play against every night, and Torrey's doing a really good job of that.
Boy, right now, Jared, Greg Holland looks like the steal of the offseason. Talk about this guy. What is working so well for him right now?
Yeah, I think for some reason, you know, he got off to a tough start last year with St. Louis after missing spring training, and a lot of teams just really focused on that, the negative start to the season. But when you look closely at him last year, he was excellent down the stretch for the Nationals. And I think the two things with him is we've seen his arm strength continue to grow up to 94, even 95 at times. But the command of his slider, you know, it almost looks like two different pitches at times. It almost looks like a power split-fingered fastball at times. His ability to command that pitch has been really good. And it was last year, late in the season, too, with Washington. So we're excited to have him. He's a real professional guy. Helps the rest of our bullpen. Easy guy to manage for Torrey and Butch and those guys.
Diamondbacks above 500. Diamondbacks have a big series coming up against Chicago this weekend. You can get tickets at dbacks.com. Please buy tickets to make sure that it's not flooded with Cubs fans, because the D-backs have deserve your attention right now. And Jared, I'm wondering about Eduardo Escobar. I don't know if there's a story there, but 133 in March, got down to like, I don't think he got below 100, but he was like right at 100 for a little while, and now he's a 300 hitter in the month of April. Is this just a typical baseball slump, or did he change anything, any kind of new approach?
I don't think he really changed anything. You know, he got off to a little bit of a tough start for whatever reason. You know, it happens in the small samples early in the season. But, you know, Eduardo's always been a very good hitter. He's always had a very good approach on both sides of the plate. And to his credit, he stayed stubborn. He stuck with his approach. He hasn't really changed too much up. You know, Darnell Coles, Eric Hinsky, Drew Hedman, those guys have done a really good job, you know, working with him day in and day out to stay consistent, keep his hands in the right places. And he's seeing the results. But we're not surprised. Eduardo's a really good hitter.
So have you seen development in the rotation overall? It seemed like you guys kind of got off to a little bit of a bumpy start, but it seems like guys are starting to settle in. Would you agree with that, Jared?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Greinke's been excellent. Robbie Ray has been really good. We've already talked about Weaver. You know, Godley, you know, wasn't a little tough the other day, but the one before that in Atlanta was really good. He went deep into that game against a good Braves team. And then Merrill Kelly has been pretty consistent. He had a tough one on Friday in Chicago. I think combination of that place, the elements there, and just not throwing enough strikes. But, yeah, I think so. I think we have guys that go out there every night and give us a chance to win, and we feel pretty good about that.
Obviously, you know, by the tone of my question, some of the tone of Wolf's questions, and I think even fans, a lot of people, Jared, are surprised by the Arizona Diamondbacks so far. You guys have been saying forever. Mike Hazen said it. Hey, we're going to compete and we're going to surprise some people. Well, we're officially surprised. Is there anything that's happened that surprised you?
It's a good question. No, I mean, I guess the unknown is. And listen, there's a lot of baseball to go, as we know. But I think the unknown you never know going into a season is how the culture is going to develop and the culture is going to shift. And I think, you know, in a great way, not that it's been a surprise, but like the quickness that our culture has developed and been established, you know, whether it's, you know, some new coaches we have, some new leaders we have, some guys who have stepped up into leadership roles. I think that's been great. And I think that gives us a strong core, you know, to at least continue to maximize what we have.
Jared Porter, assistant general manager of the Diamondbacks, joining Doug and Wolf. And Wolf, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've had two, you know, meals with different people that are in charge of making drafts, draft picks.
Yeah.
One of the scariest ones ever is I had a meeting with an actual NBA general manager.
No.
And I walked away from that meeting knowing something scary, that I knew more about the NBA draft than that guy did.
Okay.
That scared me.
All right.
Well, then one time I had breakfast with Jared Porter.
Yeah.
And I realized he knew more about the NBA draft than I did. And
that's,
yes, I said
you.
NBA. Jared is that well-rounded. So since he knows so many different things at the same time.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
Ron Wolfley had this, what we thought was a terrible idea, Jared, and it's worked out perfectly today, of calling arbitrary people and asking them to declare what should the Cardinals do at number one. And now that we've got you trapped, we ask you that same question. What should be done at number one?
Well, I'd give Josh Rosen more rope. I think he's a good quarterback. For me, I'd either trade down or take Williams or Bosa. And then if things don't go well this year with Rosen, they want to make a change, I'd probably look next year at Tuivalu, Fromm, or maybe Herbert, get one of those quarterbacks.
Look at that. That's fantastic. Jared, well done.
Oh,
great
buddy.
To talk to you, and good luck finishing off this road trip strong.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Jared.
There's Jared Porter, former college hockey player and college baseball player, is joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line.
You can
go to Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. If you want more from the D-backs, we've got tickets for you amazingly inexpensively for the Yankee series. Join Arizona Sports on May 1st to see the D-backs take on the Yankees for only $19.87. Just text HALF to 62620 and grab your lower-level tickets in our half-day club section, where you'll be sitting with your favorite Arizona sports host at Chase Field. That's text HALF to 620-620 for tickets for only $19.87. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the biggest issue of Cardinals OTAs on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.